All right, so Steve, we all know that special counsel Robert Mueller's report found that there was no collusion from the president with Russia during the 2016 election. Many people believe that the president is not going to be impeached now, and what the Democrats should do, this is what they should do, what they successfully did in the midterms and won the House. Remember, the Dems ran against Trump's health care and tax policies last year. Okay, so that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying the Democrats need to do. Stick to health care and its tax policies. Run against those. There are so many issues like Trump's fondness for dictators and the white nationalist fondness for him, which continues to disturb people. Trump's trade war is unnerving our farm states. Democrats had plenty to say about Trump's border wall and his horrific policy of refugee child separation. The people, it doesn't seem, Steve, that the people... They don't seem to care so much about Mueller's report. What impacts people's everyday lives are what they care about, like health care, stuff like that.
You know, this whole thing about collusion. Okay, there was none. You know, I was really kind of twisted about the whole thing from the outset. I didn't know what they were shooting for, but they seemed to be hell-bent on making it stick and making it happen. Okay, it wasn't there. The report says no collusion. Was there potential obstruction? They were saying Mueller punted the ball over to Attorney General Barr, who was a guy who has once said that this Mueller investigation should have been over with a long time ago. Now he's saying, reports say that this guy, Attorney Barr, is saying there's been no obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
Now Trump is saying he thinks they can file the whole report and show it to the public. He don't care. Because he was cleared on his big points that there was no collusion. Mm-hmm. So this is a considerable victory for the president, according to all sources that I've been watching on the news.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But
that is
true. It's not a victory for us as the people.
Nope.
We can't vote on foreign policy. We don't know who talking with the Russians. When he do talk with the Russians, he make the lady that take the notes get out the room and throw away the notes.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the hell is going on.
Get your ass out of here.
Yeah. We have no idea.
Give me them papers.
So he drained the swamp. There's new creatures in the swamp. Sarah Huckabee looked nice. Makeup was on right and good. That eyelashes wasn't falling off.
She didn't look frustrated, though. She always looked frustrated.
Mm-mm.
No.
She can come out and talk
relieved.
That's all.
Today? Today, Tommy, she looked like she was winning, man.
Got some sleep.
And did you notice when President Trump was speaking, he was more subdued. He was more humble mm-hmm. today. He was like, I don't think any other president should have to go through this.
Yeah.
Boy.
He wasn't aggravated and upset. Boy, humble. Defensive.
He don't do humble good at all.
I was like, boy, but he plays the game very well. He's such a chess player in this whole thing.
But you know what they're saying, too, though? They're saying the Democrats, you know, as they campaign and they're going and having all these town hall meetings and talking to all these people, people don't care about the Mueller report.
No.
They don't care about Russia. They care about their money, health care, their mortgage, their jobs. They just don't care about stuff like that. So the Democrats need to focus on that.
Yes, they do.
Because the administration wants to knock down and completely get rid of Obamacare, the Affordable Act. They want to get rid of the whole thing now, which would be his other campaign promise.
Yeah.
All he's trying to do now is keep the campaign promise. I got rid of the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
I got these taxes knocked down, and there was no collusion.
Yeah, get that wall, and he's done everything he promised. And then he's a sure win for 2020.
But, man, I'm telling y'all, these people love this guy.
Yeah.
They do, Steve.
And Democrats should stick together like the Republicans.
Yes. Yeah.
They should. All right, we got to move on. Up next, it is the nephew with his prank phone call for today. That's coming up right after this.